No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Trial by Trolley by Cyanide Happiness and Skybound Games. 3 to 13 people, ages 14 and up, plays within 15 minutes. A party game of More Dilemmas and Trolley Murder. One player is the conductor and must choose to send an out-of-control trolley down one of two tracks, crushing everyone in its path. Everyone else splits into two teams and tries to convince the conductor to spare everyone on their track and kill everyone on the other track. It's murderous fun for the whole family.
So, what was the name again? Trial by Trolley?
Trial by Trolley.
So, reviewing this game is Conductor Tim.
Hello.
Conductress Ruby.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
I don't think trolleys go chugga chugga choo choo. I think they just go ding ding.
Anyways. My trolley goes chugga chugga choo choo.
And a fine diner of the San Francisco treat, John. So, wow. That was an intro that I gave. So, we trial by trolley. So, what's some good stuff we could say about Trial by Trolley? As I'm looking at a picture of a bunch of clowns in a clown car.
Oh, see, I see bodybuilders and a dictator on my side.
So what's some good?
It's super simple rules. It's very easy setup. I think it's fun.
It has a very, if you like the other games, cyanide and happiness games, yeah. like almost a joking hazard.
Joking hazard. That's me at a cookout.
But if you like those games, you'll like this one too.
Yeah.
It's very similar kind of vein. It's another.
It's kind of irreverent
judging mechanic where one person's a judge. It didn't take much to wrap our head around the rules.
Oh yeah.
We were laughing at pretty much all the choices that we were given, so it succeeded on that. I think it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Anything else we want to say good about Trial by Trolley?
If you like Cyanide and Happiness's art style, it's just their art style on all the cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's some bad we can say about Trial by Trolley?
I'm not sure if they really know what the word good means, because some of those good cards are not good.
I think some of those people...
and not just because of...
Some of the people they wrote it for have a very different moral compass.
Well, yeah. I would say that depending on the moral compass of the people you're with, the good cards can sometimes be bad cards.
Right. A lot of the cards are very... relative to who the judge is. But it's just like apples to apples in that respect. Like when you get one of those, you know, my room or my whatever
refers
cards
to the judge.
From apples to apples, talking about the judge. So on this one where it's like on the good side, you know, Tim is, you know, this is this particular person.
My favorite sibling.
This is my favorite sibling, you know, and it's like, well, I guess my favorite sibling is the one I hate the least.
Yeah.
You know, It's like, versus the other side, which is like, I don't know, the cure for cancer. You know?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's not really a tough choice, obviously.
Well,
cancer.
Well, I mean, for people we know.
Right, right. Whereas other people might be a better choice.
Right.
And sometimes you get stuff where it's like, well.
The good is very subjective.
Yeah. Right. The good is very subjective.
But so is the bad.
The good side on this game, the good side of the track.
Yeah.
That's my only really bad side. I guess
no.
When you split into teams.
I was going to say, if we're doing bad now, it's if you have an odd number. Like, we had an even number of people when we played.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So basically, for the judging, there was one conductor, and there were two people on one team and one person on the other.
Yeah.
And we did swap around because the conductor swaps around. So,
right.
So having an even number actually is a detriment when playing.
Yeah, it does get a little awkward because then you have uneven teams. But.
Right.
Right, right. And that was kind of, I felt that was a little meh. I was a little meh on that.
Meh.
But, I mean, if that's the big bad thing we got to say, then. So what's something we can say in the other category? Right off the bat, we played it with like four people. I would have loved to seen this with, what was it, 13?
Yep.
Yeah.
You can go for 13
I would have loved to seen this with
more people.
6 to 8 players. I would have loved to seen that, a bigger group. That's my other category. The other thing I guess that we want to mention is Tim doesn't just have the regular copy of Trial by Trolley, which I don't even know if that's actually a thing, but you got You've got the...
I have the derailed version, the derailed edition.
That's right. You got yours from Kickstarter, so it's got, like, everything. That
was- yes, it has the little minis that comes with it, the Kickstarter expansions and whatnot.
So it's got these minis, but the minis really have no actual role in the game.
No, I mean, we use the mini for the trolley as a replacement for the, as the trolley, but, yeah. But the it comes with a little icon, a little token thing that you can you put down instead.
Right. So you don't need the minis. In fact, no. The minis that you have for the little conductors are kind of...
They don't do anything.
They're not really.
Well, I mean, they specifically made those because they didn't want to add something to the game that... Mm-hmm. People would miss out on.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So I would take those minis and use them in a copy of a game like Rail Raiders Infinite. they're about the same scale. Actually, they're a good scale for like a D&D miniature or something like that.
Yeah.
You really want to throw people off. Well, my... Yeah, well, you may have an Orc Barbarian, but I've got an evil trolley conductor.
And his trolley mount.
His trolley mount. He's a fifth level trolley conductor.
Yeah, well...
Lawful evil. All right, so enough of that. So hey, this was our review for the Cyanide and Happiness game.
Trial by Charlie.
Ding, ding.
Choo-choo.
Squish.
The San Francisco treat.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.